Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Announcement, Minghui International 2017, now available in print and online. Theatergoers from four nations share their appreciation for Shenyang. A book that changed my life. Pennsylvania House of Representatives passes second resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. Jilin woman dies less than 10 months after her prison admission. And Swedish lawmakers hold forum on China's organ harvesting crimes. Now for the stories. Announcement, Minghui International 2017, now available in print and online. We are pleased to announce the publication of an updated English edition of Minghui International. Other language versions will soon follow. The English version is a 16-page magazine format printed on high-quality glossy paper. The booklet measures 8.5 by 11 inches, U.S. letter size. The magazine can be viewed online at en.minghui.org/emh/mhi in caps, 2017-web-version.
Theatergoers from four nations share their appreciation for Shenyang. The five touring companies of Shenyang Performing Arts performed in Argentina, Australia, France, and the United States on April 18th through the 26th, 2017. While the attendees were of different cultural backgrounds, a sincere appreciation of Shenyang's positive impact on humanity was a common thread of the audience feedback. Documentary film producer and photographer Don Camp said, "On a scale of 10, it's a 12. It's just perfection. It's a must-see. That's a level I've never seen before. This is something for the ages." Dr. Simonian, a professor of medical science and former professor of surgery, said, "The performance was one of the most beautiful performances that one can see today in its grace, beauty, color, and spirituality, as well as reality. We are of divine nature, and Shenyang is showing this divinity, spirituality, as well as secularity, reality, and we are grateful for that." Fernando Solanas, National Senator of Argentina, commented, "I am surprised by the perfection of the dance, the synchronization, also the colors, the choreography. It is really spectacular." Professional dancer Eleonora Cassano exclaimed, "I loved it. I'm fascinated by everything. There is a notable quality, a sensitivity, something in the movements that is wonderful," she described. Jean Hautser, the mayor of the 8th Administrative District of Paris, loved the performance. She said, "I am delighted to be here this evening to discover this exceptional show with exceptional artists and a philosophy of life that we really need today. We must love one another. We have to help one another. There is a solidarity between human beings above all. That's what counts. Solidarity, generosity. It's very spiritual. Obviously, this message is addressed to everybody, to every human being. It only takes a will to want it to happen," she added. Shenyang will continue its world tour with upcoming May performances in Frankfurt, Germany, Vienna, Austria, Newark, New Jersey, and Buffalo, New York.
A book that changed my life. There are so many uncertainties in life, ranging from illness to the unpredictability of various life elements. As a teacher, I had broad knowledge in many fields but was still clueless as to why fate varies so much from one person to another. That is why I tried fortune-telling, hoping to find something that could guide and make sense of my life. Once, when I was watching a television talk show in 2002, a conversation between host and guest caught my attention. A person who previously practiced fortune-telling but quit was interviewed. The guest summarized her reason for stopping by saying, "I liked fortune-telling because I thought that if we know our future, we may be able to change it. But later I read a book and learned that a person cannot change his or her fate unless they follow the teachings in that book." The book was displayed in front of the host and guest with the title Juan Falun. The host explained, "This book holds the main teachings of Falun Dafa." The next day, I went to my local bookstore and bought the book. As I began reading, I couldn't put it down. The book answered many of my long-standing questions and even taught me many things that I had not thought about previously. After finishing the book in 2 days, I was truly amazed and wished I had known about Juan Falun and Falun Dafa earlier. Health recovered. I'd had poor health since I was very young, and two severe problems had plagued me for years. One of them was insomnia, which started in high school. This completely turned around after I began practicing Falun Dafa. After doing the exercises at the group practice site, I'd go home and I could fall asleep immediately. My blood pressure also returned to normal. I was so happy. A new life. I'd tried a number of different religions in the past, hoping to find meaning and direction in my life, but none of them was satisfying and I did not stay with them for long. It wasn't until I read Juan Falun that I realized that Falun Dafa is the best and only path I needed. After reading Juan Falun, I learned that nothing happens by accident and that everything is related to karmic relationships. As I continue to follow the principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and try to do better in my daily life, everything improved. I even looked better, healthy and radiant, and people around me were impressed. As Falun Dafa Day approaches, I would like to sincerely thank Master Li Hongzhi for introducing Falun Dafa, for changing my life and saving me.
Pennsylvania House of Representatives passes second resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. The Pennsylvania House of Representatives recently passed its second resolution in 3 years to condemn forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other detained prisoners of conscience. House Resolution 27, which passed on April 25, 2017, encourages the medical community in Pennsylvania to help raise awareness of unethical organ transplant practices in China. A similar resolution, House Resolution 1052, was passed on October 8, 2014. Matthew Baker, Majority Chairman of the House Health Committee and prime sponsor of both resolutions, said more efforts are needed on a national and international level. He said, "I am proud of the legislature for unanimously approving this resolution, but unless our nation and the international community come together to condemn this and to engage in diplomatic action, as well as impose economic sanctions against China to stop the organ harvesting for profit and killing of humans, I suspect this terrible practice will continue." New update. Practitioners in China have been subjected to arrest, detention, imprisonment, brainwashing, and torture since the suppression of Falun Gong began in 1999. In 2006, two sources testified publicly that organs were harvested from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. Several months later, David Mattis, an international human rights lawyer, and David Kilgore, former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific, published a report documenting their findings. A wealth of evidence has since been collected confirming the existence of forced organ harvesting in China. Philadelphia physician Dr. Anne Corson explained that new evidence has become available since Pennsylvania passed House Resolution 1052 in 2014. For example, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting released a report in March 2016 indicating that the estimated number of actual transplants that took place in China far exceeded the number published by the Chinese government. Baker said, "Evil truly does flourish when good men and women do nothing. The same can be said that when good civilized nations do nothing, evil flourishes as well."
Jilin woman dies less than 10 months after her prison admission. A 61-year-old woman died less than 10 months after her admission to prison to serve 3 years for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Liu Shuyan, a Yushu City resident, was arrested for her faith on November 26, 2015. Her lawyer's request to defend her in court was denied, and she was tried on March 29, 2016, without legal representation. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison weeks later on April 11th. When her daughter protested the unfair trial and wrongful conviction, the younger woman was arrested. Ms. Liu was transferred to Jilin Province Women's Prison in Changchun City on July 7, 2016. She was forced to sit on a small stool torture device for extended periods of time. When she went on a hunger strike in protest, the guards force-fed her for 12 straight days. Her health quickly deteriorated, and she became critically ill in early April 2017. The prison authorities, however, didn't send her to the hospital until April 20th. They called Ms. Liu's daughter after a medical examination concluded that she needed surgery. Having read reports of live organ harvesting of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners, the daughter insisted that the doctors wait for her arrival before performing an operation on her mother. It was already afternoon by the time the daughter rushed from Yushu City to the hospital in Changchun City. She saw that her mother was slipping in and out of a coma and had a very weak pulse. The doctors admitted that there was no hope. The daughter decided to forego the surgery and have her mother transferred to a local hospital in their hometown of Yushu City. The prison authorities, though, insisted she apply for her mother's medical parole first. The parole approval wasn't issued until 1 p.m. the next day. Ms. Yu died on April 21, 2017, just a few hours after she was brought back to her hometown.
Swedish lawmakers hold forum on China's organ harvesting crimes. Four Swedish parliament members held a forum on Wednesday to promote a bill banning organ tourism to China. American reporter and China affairs expert Ethan Gutman and a representative from the organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, Dr. Harold King, were invited to speak at the forum. According to MP Marta Obinminska, four lawmakers have come together to stop illegal organ trade. MP Obinminska believes that very few Swedes are aware of forced organ harvesting and organ tourism to China. She said that it is necessary to discuss it and to initiate a dialogue with China so that the Chinese regime will know that Sweden says no to this crime. Dr. Harold King introduced the mission of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting and how other countries have passed laws to prevent organ tourism to China, including Israel, Spain, Taiwan, and Italy. Ethan Gutman reviewed the evidence that he, along with David Kilgore and David Mattis, two Canadian human rights activists, collected, which proves the existence of state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. Gutman encouraged Swedish lawmakers to help stop this crime. MP Niklas Malmberg emphasized the necessity of such laws. MP Lotta Johnson Fornarve said that forced organ harvesting is shameful. She said if Sweden takes the initiative to pass such a law, other European countries will follow suit. MP Hans Rothenberg said the most important step to stopping it is to let the public know about it, while the second step is to pass a law to prevent organ tourism. He said that we must let the Chinese Communist Party know that forced organ harvesting is inhuman. In conjunction with the forum, Falun Gong practitioners held a rally outside the parliament building. After the forum, some of the attendees joined the rally and voiced support for the practitioners' efforts. The Falun Gong practitioners also handed out flyers, reenacted forced organ harvesting, and collected petition signatures.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.